Welcome to Adventures Down the Aisle. I'm your host, Alan Katz, and I'll be interviewing different people at weddings when I'm performing them and showing you all the cool places in Southern California where you can get married. So sit and listen and enjoy the episodes coming down the aisle. So I'm so excited to do this wedding. I've been working with this couple ever since they booked me, and we designed just a really fun and playful ceremony, and really looking forward to doing it. This is at the Turnip Rose Promenade, which is one of my favorite places to do weddings because it's got this big, open, wide area for the ceremony and then a really cool indoor, totally non-traditional location. And it's in, what's neat is it's in the middle of a business park area. So there's nobody in the area. There's no people. There's no other events going on. There's no other, you know, hotel guests running around. It's exclusively the couples. So that's why I love doing weddings here, and that's why couples seem to love using this venue. So I've got interviews today. Listen to them and enjoy. So I'm here at the Turnip Rose Promenade in Costa Mesa, and I'm here with
Madison and Megan.
And I do weddings here. I've been doing weddings here for many years. I love this place. Tell me a little bit about what this place has to offer.
We are a close-knit group here. There's just a few of us that work here, and we all are family. We really enjoy working. We do bat mitzvahs, weddings, corporate events. We're a part of a lot of home away from homes with Hogan Newport and all kinds of things in that. So really, we're just a big family being part of other people's day.
Work really well together, yeah. All of us.
Now, how many does the hall hold?
Ooh, I think it's, with the dance floor inside, I think it's 220. With the dance floor outside, I think we get up to about 300 almost.
And ceremony, you have a huge area that you can have as many as you want in the ceremony.
Ceremony.
Yeah, great ceremony site. How many can fit out there? What's the max you've had?
550.
It was like an Indian wedding?
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
They took up the entire grass of the ceremony, and we had I think, 4 bars out there. We had
nice. Elephant too?
No.
No elephant?
That
okay.
That would have been
cool next time. Next time. One of the things I like about this place is it's a non-traditional location. Do you seem to think people like that part of it, that it's not your hotel?
Yeah, I think it offers a blank canvas for people to create whatever.
And the other thing I like about this place is the bride and groom have their own little suites.
Yes, we offer champagne and apple cider for the bride or anything else she wants to drink. And then we have beer already good to go in the groom's lounge.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I love doing weddings here. I can't wait to do this one. This is an amazing couple. We're going to have a lot of fun. And you two, thanks for being here. And I know Barbie forever. So I'm excited to be part of this team today.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Bye.
So I'm here in the bride's room with
Colleen.
Colleen, are you excited about getting married today?
Woo, yes.
Yes. Your dress is beautiful. It's a perfect day out there. The nice breeze is blowing, so it's not going to be too hot in the ceremony.
Yep, it looks awesome. I think I'm ready.
So what have you been looking most forward to for today?
I think just seeing all my friends and family, our friends and family. You know, we've been working so hard to put this wedding together. It's finally happening, so we're ready.
And as people have started to stream in, and everybody looks like they're ready to party, so you're going to have a good old time.
Yep.
Now, your ceremony is going to be very creative. In your ceremony today, we're doing an earth blending ceremony, or at least a earth watering ceremony,
yep.
A mini tea ceremony so you can honor your parents.
That's right.
And you created some really fun I do's for one another.
Yes.
To make each other to agree to. Do you think he will agree to all the I do's that you've required?
He'll probably be hesitant, but I would say he would agree to it.
Yeah, he'll agree to it? Oh, that's good. Well, I can't wait to see you come down the aisle. It's going to be a blast, and good luck with the kiss.
Thanks, Alan.
So you're just about to walk down the aisle. Tell me your name.
Steven.
I knew that. I just wanted to see if you did. Now, Steven, when you get down the aisle, what's the thing you're looking most forward to during the ceremony?
I'm looking to see my future wife, my future partner. You know, I want to see the beginning of our new journey together.
Excellent. And when you stand there and you look out and see all your friends and family, isn't that going to be a cool moment?
Oh, that's a plus.
Yeah.
No, but it's great to share, this moment with our friends and family.
Well, you know, the cool thing is everybody's ready to party. Everybody looks like they're in a good mood, and we're going to have a fun ceremony. When you do the I do's, the special I do's that you wrote for her,
yes.
Are you excited to see if she can say yes to them?
This is what I want. I think this is the reason why we're having the wedding tour.
Just so you can make her agree to these things?
Exactly, yep.
Well, wait till you hear the ones that she's making you to agree to.
Oh, gosh. So. I can't imagine. Yeah. But yes, I'm her partner, and I'll do whatever she says. Happy wife, happy life.
That's right. And the nice thing is you get to do a mini tea ceremony where you get to serve tea to your parents.
Yes.
So they'll really like that part.
Yes, yeah. Our parents, we love them very much, so we want to have them, part of the ceremony for sure.
Excellent. We're about to walk down, so good luck.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with Ryan from
Tempo Entertainment DJs, along with Fate Studios.
All right, and today is a great day because we are at this beautiful place. And have you ever worked here before?
Yes, I have, several times.
Now, your studio is just down the street from my office in Long Beach. And when people want a DJ and they come to you, what is it that you offer that other people don't?
We offer a one-stop shop. So with that being said, you can find DJs, photo booths, and also event lighting all in one location.
Nice. And are you providing the photo booth here today?
We're not providing the photo booth here today, unfortunately, but we have several available.
Oh, great. And do you have any special photo booths?
Yes, we do. We have social media options. We have a lot of different backdrops and also templates to choose from, too.
Oh, excellent. Did you do all the lighting inside?
We didn't do the lighting inside either, but we do offer it.
Well, no, I've seen you do lighting before, and I like the way you do lighting. You definitely surround the room with everything. When you're performing or putting together the set list for your couples, like for a ceremony, what are they using today?
Today they're using a lot of top 40 for their ceremony. They're using a lot of top 40 covers, piano versions.
Nice, like what we're hearing right now, right?
Exactly.
And the mode for the reception, is it more rocking? Is it more mellow?
Seems like it's going to be a really upbeat reception. They picked out some really fun songs to enter the wedding party with, and I think it's going to be a blast tonight.
Excellent. Well, you make a really good MC too, so you really keep the party going. That's something I like about having you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Doing the grand entrance, setting the tone for the wedding is really important, especially to create a fun and exciting environment for clients to dance to.
How can people get a hold of you?
They can reach us at djtempo.com or at fatestudioslongbeach.com.
Great. Right around the corner from Great Officiants. Thank you so much. All right, so I'm here with
Mike Purdy from Mood Photo and Video.
All right, and you're here shooting the wedding today, and yep. Perfect place to shoot a wedding. There's mm-hmm. There's so many places at this place to get great angles.
Yes, absolutely. It's a little hot out right now. The sun's real high, which makes it a little challenging. But fortunately, there's a lot of greenery, and Turnip Rose was awesome to work with. We brought out some furniture, did some really nice editorial style photos on the lawn, and
the big great. Love sign is in the back of the hip place.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, everything is shooting really, really well. It's a great client. It's, of course, it's always great to work with Alan Katz. So
thank you. So what is your shooting style when you shoot a wedding?
So Mood is more of like a fashion editorial style, a little moody, a little dramatic. It's kind of like fashion meets wedding photography. So mm-hmm. we do a lot of more dramatic, moody, stylish stuff. We can shoot the bright and airy stuff. We can shoot a variety of different styles. But if the client doesn't give us any direction, we're going to basically shoot it kind of like a fusion style, which is a little bit of the bright and airy. And then a little bit of that editorial moody posing.
Well, I think the moody stuff is kind of what you're known for, is your style. So yeah. That's why people flock to you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so we're known for emotion and that fashion style, those two things. And so we get the emotion through the itinerary that we create with the client by surrounding them with all of the closest people and assigning certain tasks for that person to do, whether it's earrings or first looks with dad or that sort of thing. So we create the emotion that way. And then stylistically, we'll play with lighting, we'll play with really different angles and try to get some of that fashion stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Now, for as the officiant, the most important thing for me is to make sure that you and I can connect and you can see what we're doing during the ceremony.
Absolutely.
What's the one thing that you notice that I do and all my team does at the kiss of the ceremony?
You step out of the way.
That's right. And how many other people do that?
Very rarely.
Very rarely does that happen.
They typically have an officiant looking very creepy, looking at them while they're kissing in the background. And it's always great working with you because you get it, you know, from a photo standpoint. And it's always kind of funny that, you know, this whole day we're looking at the finished product as a wedding album. And you always see what went wrong in the photos when you kind of go back, whether it's, you know, just equipment in the way or whether it's just weird
background. Videographer in the way or
all that
grandma's
stuff.
In the way.
Yeah. So we do photo and video just for that reason, so that we can kind of build a cohesive product for the client.
And you're doing both of those here today?
Yeah, today are. Yeah. So, but it's a beautiful day and hopefully we'll get a good sunset.
Well, good things today is we're doing a tea ceremony. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be serving tea to the parents who are sitting in the seats.
Yep.
We're doing an earth ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So you can capture them watering the earth in the back.
Yep.
And some really fun, funny moments. A lot
it's
of fun moments.
You don't typically do tea ceremonies during ceremony, which is kind of cool. So,
but actually, it's something that I started to incorporate for couples who aren't doing a formal tea ceremony, but come from that culture that does it.
That's awesome.
So that way they get to incorporate it into the ceremony.
That's a great idea. I love
and
it.
And so it's a little small glimpse of what they're doing.
Yeah. Anything different is good, in my opinion. Getting away from tradition and getting away from the norm is always creates more interest.
Well, as an officiant, I have to do things for the photography and videography and the guest point of view.
Yeah.
If I just have them facing me, everybody's just going to see the back of their heads.
Yeah.
And you're going to get nothing.
That's right.
When I do a ceremony, and we probably can vouch for this, you get emotions, you get laughter, you get joy, you get tears, you get all the range of emotions that it makes you able to capture.
That's right.
And that's what makes it easier for you to send them a final album.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
That's it. That's it.
How do people get a hold of you?
You can see us on our website at www.moodp.com. Our Instagram is moodphotovideo. And 714-406-2151 is the studio. We're right here in Costa Mesa.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.
All right.
Awesome. Bye. Thank you, brother.
Boy, that wedding was so good. I'm editing this end piece because the morning after the wedding, they wrote a review for me. I'm going to read it to you. The reviews about Alan Katz on this Yelp page are true. If you want someone who is experienced, that works with you, your needs, helps inspire new ideas, and is funny, Alan is your man. The people at our wedding couldn't stop raving about how funny and quick Alan is during the wedding. A helicopter flew by during the ceremony, and he instantly threw out a metaphor and incorporated the helicopter into our ceremony. And now I will kiss my wife and remember about the wedding day every time we hear a helicopter over our heads. We had no idea what we wanted to do for our ceremony. But when we met Alan, he helped us plan it out. He was so easy to work with, gave us great suggestions. They were confident that our ceremony was going to be special, not just for us, but also for our family and friends. Look no further and book Alan Katz now. Now that's a good review. And that's just how the wedding went. It was amazing, it was fun, and the couple and their guests seemed to love it. So I'll see you at the next wedding. Ta-ta.